Welcome to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast, where we talk all things fitness, nutrition, and wellness for women to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life inside and out. And now, your hosts, Laura Jackson and Amanda Quinn.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's episode of Fit Chicks Chat. My name is Laura Jackson.
And I'm Amanda Quinn.
And today we are talking all about superfoods.
Awesome.
And I think that this is a really good time to be talking about this because we are in the midst of winter, and where we are is Canada, and it is cold and snowy. So superfoods are really, really important to make sure that we are keeping our bodies in tip-top shape to fight off all the sickness.
Yes, I know. And there are so many colds and stuff going around this season, I find. Like, and I know you and I were talking offline right before this about how, you know, both of us just luckily, and touch wood, don't get sick. Like, we have really good immune systems. But I think it has a lot to do with what we put into, I know that it has a lot to do with, like, what we put into our bodies and how we take care of our bodies and, you know, with movement, with exercise, with water, but also with the foods that we're eating, because they not only fuel your body, but they also heal your body.
Exactly. And, you know, the whole thing is, when it comes to, you know, health and superfoods and all of these things, you want to be eating them and taking them in on a regular basis. So when your body does come up against, you know, a bacteria or a virus or any type of pathogens, that you can actually fight it off, as opposed to, you know, these are superfoods that once you're sick, you take. You want to be eating these on a regular basis throughout the winter. And that's going to really make sure that your immune system is like Rocky, ready to fight it all off.
Exactly. And it's funny because it's the one thing that, you know, I focus on so much is all about, it's like preventative measures, right? And it's like the whole thing that I focus on when it comes to every part of my health, whether it's like my skin or my hair or, you know, what I'm putting in my body and all that stuff. I think about the preventative measures for when I'm older, like how can I prevent getting more wrinkles on my, like more crow's feet and stuff like that. Like I think about those things because rather than trying to do something about it afterwards and being like, oh, looks about time for a facelift, I'd rather just be at a place where I'm like, okay, trying to do everything in preventative wise.
Which I'm kind of at right now. I'm like, the other day I was looking at my wrinkles in the mirror and I was like, oh my gosh, come on.
No, stop it.
No, but I do.
You look like you're a spring chicken.
But I do the same thing. It's all about healing from the inside out. So just for anyone who doesn't know, when we talk about your immune system, just to give you like the what exactly it is, we talk about this all the time. We think, okay, it's when I'm sick. But your immune system, it's made up of a network of cells, tissues, and organs. And what they do is they all work together to protect our bodies. And really what it is it's our body's defense. So your immune system defends your body against all these infectious organisms and pathogens and bacteria, like I was saying, by an immune response. So let's say you come in contact with, you know, a nasty bacteria. And then what happens is your immune system gets triggered and says, hey, wait a second, this is a foreign invader and this is not something that's good for us. We need to get rid of it. And then it goes into what's called the immune response. So that can either be acute or chronic. But that's when, you know, you get things like, I would say the most visible one is when you get something like hives on your skin. You know, that's, you can see that's your body's immune response to trying to heal when you feel the warmth of that or the swelling. That's your body, you know, trying to get rid of whatever it is that's causing that reaction.
So it's oftentimes like a food allergy or like some kind of sensitivity or something along those lines.
Yeah. But a lot of the immune responses that we see, well, that happen in the body, we can't see, we don't see them necessarily like the rashes. So there's some that are visible, there's some that aren't, but when our immune system is not strong enough, then this is where, you know, the bacteria is going to kind of win for a bit. And that's when we're feeling under the weather. Because really our body should be able to, whatever comes in, we should be able to fight it off before it leads to us having some sort of a reaction to it.
Definitely. And now question for you, Laura, I mean, and this is just out of curiosity, when you feel, cause like, I know there's times where I know for me personally, I start feeling like I can feel something coming on, you know, like when you have that feeling of like, you're like, okay, I haven't crossed that bridge yet of like, I'm sick. But there's times where I'm like, I'm feeling a little tired or I feel a little achy or like my glands feel a little bit swollen. And I find for me, the best thing that I do immediately when I feel that way is I'm like, okay, I got to up my vitamin intake. I got to up my like nutrient dense food. So like I start drinking more green smoothies, and I also just make sure I get a ton of sleep. So, and I drink a lot of water during that time. Like I normally drink a lot of water, but I like up everything. So I basically take everything that I normally do and I like up the ante like a little bit more. And then I try to get even more sleep that night. And I usually find the very next day I wake up and I feel pretty good. And it usually doesn't go. It's like, I always feel like when you have that feeling, it can go like, it's like the fork in the road. It's like, it's either going to go left or right. And you got to kind of decide. And so I try to increase, I guess, my preventative measures to do that. So do you find for yourself, do you do that? And do you find like it helps you as well? Or is there something that you do in particular when you feel that way?
I do pretty much the same stuff. Like I always add more vitamin C powder to my water. I make sure I'm resting. I usually dial back on my workouts so my body is not taxed mm-hmm. in that way. But I mean, in all reality, there's nothing that really like in that moment that you can do that's going to, you know, suddenly boost your immune system.
Yeah.
That process is kind of already happening, but obviously you're helping not to contribute to more stress on the body, which will
yeah.
you know, take away from what it's supposed to do in terms of healing.
Yeah, exactly.
So like when we look at the immune system, we're looking at things like your tonsils, your spleen, your lymphatic system. So there, even for 70% to 80% of your immune system is actually in your gut. So we're going to talk about that, but yeah, it's an interesting where all these things are and how they play into everything.
Definitely. All right. So let's talk superfoods. So what are the top five superfoods for winter specifically that we should be adding in to help boost our immune system or at least boost our defenses against potential infections and things like that?
Yeah. So we're going to talk about five of them, but these are things too that you could be having all year round. And
yeah, of course.
And I obviously, you know, in the wintertime, I love these a little bit more because they, again, they really help with flus, colds, preventing that kind of stuff. And they also, I find that they're foods that kind of go in with needing to feel a little bit cozier. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. no, during the summertime, you're not really looking at eating things like potatoes, for example.
No, that's not true for me.
Actually, I should say potatoes. Things like, let's say anything.
I'm like, that's not a truth. That is not a truthful statement.
Or let's say the opposite. In the wintertime, most of us are like, oh, I don't really want to eat a cold kale salad. You know, you want something more warm and grounding and comforting. So these are foods that I find really tie in with this season.
Mm-hmm.
So the first one is lemons.
Lemons. So good.
Yeah.
And there's so many ways that I find with lemons, what I love about them is that there are so many different ways that you can incorporate them. Like it doesn't have to just be like lemon and water, which is good, but there are so many ways that you can add lemons to your diet from just like different recipes and just adding it, like adding a touch of lemon to like, for example, like I love adding it to like asparagus, like baking asparagus and then squeezing lemon on it after. It's amazing. You know,
exactly. You can tie it in, you know, to so many different, add it into your tea, mm-hmm. add it into in your water, squeeze it on your vegetables, add it mm-hmm. a little bit into your smoothies. There's so many different things that you can do with it. But the thing with lemons is that just even one lemon has 100% of your daily recommended vitamin C intake.
Mm-hmm.
So that obviously is the bare minimum. I always think I'm a big lover of vitamin C. And when we talk about like your daily recommended intake, obviously you should always talk to your doctor before changing amounts, but that's the bare bones to me. So I high dose a lot on vitamin C because vitamin C also is a water soluble vitamin. So that means that whatever we don't use, we essentially pee out.
Mm-hmm.
We pee out, we breathe out, we sweat out. And vitamin C is also the vitamin that our adrenal glands love. So if you are someone who is stressed out, if you work out excessively, your adrenal glands are going to need more vitamin C. So I always tend to drink vitamin C powder in my water, but I also add, I have lemon water, warm lemon water in the morning, which also helps to detoxify. And doing like what you said, I love squeezing it on salads or on veggies. And I try to add some more vitamin C throughout the day.
Mm-hmm. No, definitely. Yeah. I didn't realize that it was really good for adrenal as well. That's something that's really, I think, important, especially in today's society, because so many people are just so damn stressed, right? And like, we do so many things like workouts. Our workouts cause more stress on our body. And like, I think that there's probably a lot of adrenal fatigue that's happening in today's society that people don't even recognize. Like, people don't even know that that's potentially happening to them. So really, again, when we talk about it from like a preventative measure, I think doing something as simple as just like adding lemon to like dishes or water or whatever, even if you're uncertain, if you're having any kind of adrenal issues, this can just automatically just help. And I think that that's huge.
Completely. And it's because it's the first thing that when we're stressed out, it's one of the, because vitamin C, it's also an antioxidant. And so it's one of the things that we burn through, we use the quickest as we are highly stressed. So when we're making sure that we're keeping those levels high, then when we are in a time of stress, we're not going to be depleted of vitamin C, which then of course too can help, will deplete the immune system. And then next thing you know, we are getting sick and, you know,
or SICK, as like, as we say, we don't like to say
that. Yeah, we don't like to say that. But the other thing too that I love about it is that if you are sick, that's why even if you've already gotten to the point where you're sick, it's a great superfood to make you feel better, because it does help to really dislodge all of like the phlegm and the mucus in our airways. And it also is a diuretic. So a diuretic essentially makes you pee a lot more. And if you're bloated, it helps a lot too. Lemon and water is like one of the best things, but this way it helps your body to start to flush out any of the toxins, or, you know, starting to pass through and get rid of any of the, your sickness.
Yeah.
So I love, love, love lemons for our superfood number one. And in the wintertime too, it's so nice to have a, like a warm lemon with honey. If you're, even if you're not feeling sick, but I always try to have lemon and water in the morning when I first wake up. And in the wintertime I do warm lemon and water versus just lemon and water.
Mm-hmm. Just for like the more cozy factor.
Well, yeah. And it just gets things moving. Literally, yeah, everything will start moving within your digestive system, aka you will be pooping. Okay, number two is garlic.
Delicious.
Do you like garlic?
I do. I do like garlic. I like adding garlic. It's funny. I used to cook without any kind of seasoning. Like I was literally like, just like I would just cook foods like literally with nothing, not even salt or pepper, like nothing at all. And that was only like because I didn't understand how to use seasoning, or I didn't know what seasoning would match foods. But now as I've, you know, become more, I follow a different recipe. I try a different recipe once a week and I read recipes and stuff like that online. And I'm experimenting a lot more with foods. I started using a lot more seasoning, and garlic is like always my go-to. Like I add garlic to like every single dish now that I make. And it's crazy how much of a difference it makes, especially when you went from zero seasoning.
Yeah. Like flavor wise, it's so delicious. And I love it too, because it goes with the summer and it goes with the winter, but it is like, it's like a super, super, super food. Like I would give it like a 3x superfood star, because it just has so many different healing properties. So garlic is antibacterial, it's antiviral, it's antifungal. So if you have any bacteria, viruses, fungus in your body, it literally can help destroy all of that. There's so many immune boosting compounds in it. And also it's so good for helping your body to rebalance.
Yeah.
The one thing is though, is that it is better to eat it raw. And a lot of people, obviously if you ever chewed raw garlic, it's disgusting.
Oh, I didn't know it was better to have it raw. I mean, I guess it makes sense to have it raw, that it would be better for you, because it's like most foods, right? Like they're better off raw because you're not taking away any of their nutrients, like by cooking it off or anything like that. But I've never tried raw garlic. I don't think I want to.
Yeah, I actually had, I was really...
You've done it?
Yeah, I was sick. I can't remember. It was a couple of years ago. And what I did was I chopped it up and I put it into a tablespoon of raw honey, which raw honey is also very, you know, antimicrobial and antifungal. Mm-hmm. So I literally like chopped it up into little pieces and just downed it with a tablespoon of honey so I could get it down.
Were you sick?
No, I didn't.
After? No? Oh, okay.
But even a lot of holistic practitioners, when you have yeast infections, this is like, for some people it might sound like a little bit too much. But one of the best things that they would recommend to do, and in the olden days they would do as well, is put a clove of garlic on a string And essentially, like a tampon.
No.
Yeah.
No. No,
but for our modern, the way we think of it now, it sounds so weird, but, you know, we would put Kinestin or all these chemicals and creams up there, but we're not going to
put
garlic. So
no, that's so that's actually like a really good way of looking at it from like a perspective of like, okay, well, you would put chemical stuff instead of just something that is raw and natural. I guess it's just, for me, I'm just like, I can't even imagine, like, it just feels like I'd be like trying, like, I don't know, someone who lives in like Transylvania might
totally
to, like, ward off like the vampires.
The vampire lovers. But it's like, but the thing is with garlic, you know, even if you eat it cooked, that's great too. But just, you know, if you are feeling sick, it just has like, it's such a strong natural healer that if you're already feeling sick or if you are sick, just to add some more raw garlic. And you can even get like at the health food store, like capsules.
Oh, I was gonna say, yeah, because I've seen the pills and stuff, and I know that they're like, I know they're very popular. Like, people are totally into that. Also, I think a lot of people take the pills because they don't want the garlic breath. Like, people are so concerned with like, you know, having the like the breath that will like also ward off the vampires.
Yeah, exactly. So that's number two. So you're going to get your lemon, you're going to get your garlic. And the good thing is too, is if you can mix the two of them together for a drink.
It's so funny. I was just going to say,
lemon.
I was just going to say, you could probably just mix those together perfectly. And like, I would just add that, like add a little bit of olive oil and you got yourself like a killer
delicious dressing.
Yeah.
Number three is probiotic rich foods, which I love. And we talk a lot about these actually in our upcoming Holistic Nutrition Weight Loss Expert Program, because they're so tied into gut health. And we all know our gut health is tied into everything in our body, including weight loss, weight gain, moods, overall health. So we want to make sure that we're getting a lot of the good bacteria into our body.
I feel like I'm like a super, like, give me like a big F for probiotic rich foods. I don't think I have, I'm serious. Like, I think I fail in this area completely. I don't think that I have any probiotic rich foods in my diet at all. I'm being real here.
Do you eat any like forms of like non-dairy yogurts?
Nah. I don't even eat dairy yogurts. I don't even really have dairy in my diet or non-dairy foods. I kind of stick to the same foods every day, as you know.
Yeah. So when it comes to probiotic foods, like I was saying, you could do it in form of supplements, but if you want to start to add more of these foods, which I always think is great too, because then you're going to get a mix of different bacteria and different strains. Cause that's the thing. Our guts are made up of so many different types of bacteria and it's kind of always evolving, and that's good. So we don't just want to be having one strain of bacteria. So things like raw sauerkraut, which again is super,
but it's but how? Okay, this is my question. Sorry to interrupt you, but I need to know this. So, like for raw sauerkraut, like do you just take a spoonful of raw sauerkraut every day, or like what do you put it on? Like I don't even know what to do with that food because I'm like it's not in my diet. It's not part of my life.
Well, I actually have done lots of different things with it. So just before we get into that, when we're talking about raw sauerkraut, it has to be, you have to make sure that you look at the labels and it's not, it doesn't have vinegar in it. It literally is just like cabbage and water. Because what ends up happening is, cabbage and salt. Because what ends up happening is as you actually make your sauerkraut, so mulch up your cabbage, push it into the jar, it's actually the lack of oxygen that ends up causing the fermentation to start. So that's what changes the properties and the flavor and the texture and all of that. It's not adding in things like a lot of people think because when they eat sauerkraut, it has that vinegary taste. They think, oh, I add vinegar to it. But that's the way, you know, modern people who make sauerkraut, like, you know, the big brands, they add all these different flavors in. But real sauerkraut is just cabbage, salt, and then it becomes it goes through the fermentation process. So that's where the good bacteria are created. So I would do it, like, if you look at most cultures who have sauerkraut, which is a lot of the Eastern European, they serve it as like almost like a coleslaw, like a small little side dish that goes along with things like sausage, which I know you don't eat. But you could add it into, you
I'm know, so boring.
You could add it into salads, but a good friend of mine from school, actually, she adds raw sauerkraut to her smoothies, which at first I was like, ew, she just puts a tablespoon in. But because of the, when you think about it, it kind of has like just a soury, crunchy taste. When you have different berries in there as well, it gets masked with that. So you can't taste it. So even by adding like a tablespoon of that, but that's only one thing. I mean, there's miso, which we all know miso soup you get at Japanese restaurants, but miso is also a great, it's great for dressings. It's great for sauces. Mm-hmm. Thing with miso though, you don't ever want to put it in boiling water because that will kill a lot of the good bacteria. You want to put it in after you, if you're doing a soup. So even if you have a chicken stock, you could just add a tablespoon of miso and it's just going to make it kind of saltier. And, but what you do is you just want to make sure you take it off the boiling, let it sit for a second, then right before serving, stir in a tablespoon. So we don't get rid of the good properties.
Right.
But then of course you could do yogurt kefir, which is another, there's dairy kefir, there's water kefir, which I used to make at home, which tastes like soda pop, kombucha. So kefir too is great just to pour a little bit into your smoothies. You could do kimchi, which is like an Asian version of kind of a sauerkraut. Different types of algae. So there's lots of different things that you can do. And then of course your supplements. Apple cider vinegar is also a really great, it's fermented apple cider vinegar is great for some good bacteria as well.
It's considered a probiotic as well.
Yeah, it's not one of like the stronger ones, I would say, but there's just a lot of great properties for apple cider vinegar, so I'm always a big person for it. But yeah, you want it. The reason we're talking about probiotic rich foods though too is because, like I was saying at the beginning, 78% of our immune system and a lot of our immune cells, our cells that end up fighting off all these infections, are actually located in our digestive tract. Right. So, and also our digestive tract is such a huge line of defense. So that's where too, we want to make sure our stomach acid is actually, we have a good amount and it's functioning optimally, because that's where a lot of, that's the kind of the first place where things get killed. So when it's acidic, it kills off a lot of the bacteria, but if it does end up passing through there, then we want to make sure that the bacteria in our guts are killing off any of the bad bacteria. So we want to make sure we have a good ratio of the good bacteria through probiotics and things like that to the bad bacteria.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Our body's so cool. It's like every step is like trying to fight things off. Like your tonsils are your first line of defense. And then it's like, okay, that didn't get it, or it passed through there. Now we're going to the stomach. And then it's like, now we're in the guts.
Yeah.
Okay. So number four is root vegetables.
All right. So I'm good here.
You love the root veggies.
Of course. Who doesn't?
What are some root veggies you love?
Oh my gosh. I'm just trying to think. I'm like, I love turnip. Turnip is like one of my faves. Nobody else in my house likes it. So I'm all alone and I don't mind.
You're like, I don't want to share my turnip. Back off.
Yeah, no, I'm totally good with it. I love parsnips. And I do love carrots and stuff. Like I love any of those veggies. Like they're so good. I don't know. But I like majority of vegetables. Like vegetables are pretty, like they're a pretty key thing in my diet. You know that. It's like, I'll throw everything in anything, but root veggies. I love when it's like root veggie season, like in the fall, because I love making stuff like just roasted root veggies. I can just eat like the whole thing. And that's the worst part, is that I like usually do. So I try to do meal prep and then I just eat them all.
But the thing is that like root vegetables, and again, we're talking about our top five superfoods for winter. Mm-hmm. The reason why this is kind of a superfood, like, yes, it's got a lot of the vitamins and minerals that we need to make sure to keep our immune system strong. But the thing I like about it too, is it keeps you really full and comforted and emotionally feeling good in the food you're eating. You know what I mean? Like, and the way that that's why it's, you know, it's great to kind of follow a seasonal approach to eating, because for us living in Canada, of course, like I was saying, eating a salad right now, it kind of changes. It doesn't make us feel as grounded. A lot of times if you eat salads and things like that when it's cold out, you know, I don't know if about you, but you might feel a bit flighty. You might feel a little bit like all over the place. So that's why it's like eating seasonally also emotionally helps to ground us and reconnect us to our earth, our surroundings, what's going on within our season. And that's why these vegetables grow during these times.
Mm-hmm. And it also, I mean, when you're eating seasonally, you generally are not always, but majority of the time you're getting food that's fresher because you're not having food. You're having food that you can buy at local farmers markets or from, like, you know, in here, like in Canada, for example, in Ontario, like we'll have it from like Ontario growers, you know, as opposed to having to buy something that's being shipped from, say, the United States or from anywhere else in the world that's being put on a truck before it's even ripe. And then it's being shipped and it's ripening in a truck and then it gets to you. And it's just like, it's been sitting for weeks and I don't know. It's just, it's different. It's a different process, right? So I find that when you eat stuff that's locally grown and that is in season, you'll have better quality of food as well.
Exactly. There's like, there's so many benefits and it's inexpensive. It's filling. It's also packed with tons. Root vegetables are packed with tons of fiber. So, and this is something too, that's really important to make sure that we're keeping our immune system strong is because we want to be pooping and we want to get out all the toxins in our bodies because that buildup of toxin wears a lot on our overall health and our overall body stress levels and toxic levels and things like that. So we want to be making sure that that process is in and out, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Fiber, which comes from root vegetables, is really great for that. So that's why I put it as number four on my list.
Mm-hmm.
And then number five is a toss up between two, which is ginger and apple cider vinegar.
If I had to vote between the two for myself personally, I would choose ginger, but that's only because of personal preference of taste. I loved the taste of ginger. That's why.
I know. And the thing
and
is,
I don't love the taste of apple cider.
I don't either. But however, if you notice all the things that we've talked about, well, not all of them, but we talked about lemon, we talked about garlic, we talked about ginger, apple cider vinegar. These are all really great dressings that you can mix up and put raw in dressings. So that's one way to do it. They're also all really great. Well, minus the garlic, to hide in smoothies.
I've never put ginger in my smoothie. I bet you would give it a nice, like, little zest.
It's delicious.
I like putting ginger in my tea.
Me too. And
because it's just so delicious.
Lemon and ginger in tea is fantastic. Ginger really helps with reducing inflammation. It helps with, it's also antimicrobial. It helps with nausea. If you're sick already, you're not feeling good. It helps heal sore throats. Like there's so many great things with ginger. So it's also great in things like stir fries and
yeah,
pretty much
anything. That's actually how I got introduced to ginger. The very first time I'd never had ginger before my whole life because I remember telling you this story, Laura, but like the first time I ever even had like cauliflower or broccoli in my whole life was when I was 17 with one of my exes. Yeah. And that's because I grew up in a family in a household that was like, you know, roast beef, roasted potatoes, and canned vegetables. Like that's sort of the food that they ate. And then I decided that I'd be vegan because I was like, ugh, I didn't like any of it. and then I switched out. But I still remember the very first time I ever had broccoli or cauliflower or anything was this guy asked me over for dinner and he was making me dinner and I was like 17 and he made a stir fry and in it was those vegetables. And so I was like, whoa, what is this? And then there was fresh ginger in it. And I remember eating it and being like, this is so delicious. I can't even handle it. And I was like, can I come over every day for dinner? and then we ended up dating for a long time and we ate it a lot, but yeah. And that's sort of my short story version of how I became introduced to ginger. And it's like, since then it's like a total staple in my diet. It has to be because it's so good.
Oh yeah. And it's so easy to add into so many different things because you can go ginger like sweet or you can go savory.
Mm-hmm. But that's why I don't know how you can say this is a toss-up between ginger and apple cider vinegar because I'm like, in my mind, it's a clear winner, ginger.
Well, the thing with apple cider vinegar I just love so much is because it has so many awesome properties too. So
it does. I just don't see the taste.
It's great for teeth whitening even.
Mm-hmm.
It's great for rebalancing your pH levels in your body. So if you're constantly dealing, I know I keep talking about our lady bits, but if you're constantly dealing with different things down there and different imbalances, it can really help to balance that out if you start to take apple cider vinegar. Same with fighting off viruses and that cause colds, anything that causes the flu, because even though apple cider vinegar, it tastes acidic. It's the same thing with lemons. It tastes acidic and it is technically an acid outside of the body. When it gets into the body, it actually turns alkaline. And we want our bodies to be more alkaline, well, just slightly acidic, or sorry, just slightly alkaline. We do want it to be a bit acidic because, again, that helps, that stomach acid kills off a lot of the bad bacteria, but acidic in some places. But our overall body, we want it to be more alkaline. And so that's what apple cider vinegar and lemon really help to shift into that, into that alkaline place. It also, I just did an interview actually recently for our upcoming Women's Transformation Summit, which sign up for, it is free. We'll be posting the links on our Facebook page.
Grab your seat.
With Joy McCarthy, who is the author of Joy's Health. She's also a nutritionist. And she was talking, her whole session is all about how to beat the bloat naturally. Because I don't know about you, but there's times where I'm just so bloated and I'm like, what the heck is going on?
Oh my gosh, yeah.
And I know so many women out there are too. So one of the things she talks a lot about is apple cider vinegar. And that instantly will reduce bloating, like almost instantly. So it's just, there's so many things.
Now, with supplements for, because I know that apple cider vinegar also comes in supplement, like capsule format. Like you can take it in, or in tablet format, because I used to take it that way. So do you find that that's, it's as effective as?
I think it's better to do raw apple cider vinegar that's unpasteurized. Because again, it is, it does have the good bacteria in it and the things that we need. And also, like a lot of times when we heat things, we kill off all the stuff that's actually good in that food.
So supplements, I say no take, go for apple cider.
Yeah, I say take it the way that that Mother Nature intended.
Yeah.
Okay, so that wraps us up. That is, I know, I still struggle. It's like I do.
It makes me shudder.
Those are our top five superfoods for winter. So really helping with your immune system, some other tips to make sure you're keeping your vitamins and minerals up. And we threw in some other stuff as well. So again, those were lemon, ginger, lemon, garlic, probiotic rich foods, root vegetables. So that includes all your parsnips, rutabagas, turnips, carrots, potatoes, sweet potatoes. And then our last one was a toss up between ginger and apple cider vinegar. So I guess we have six superfoods.
So because they all are equally as important
and equally delicious. So of course, if you want more information on anything to do with FitChicks, the FitChicks Academy, check us out at FitChicksAcademy.com. We have some awesome upcoming certification programs. We have our Holistic Nutrition Weight Loss Expert Program, where we really dive into how to get the body in balance. And then we also have our Fitness and Nutrition Expert Program starting in March, which if you want to be certified as a fitness professional, this is the way to go. And then if you enjoy our podcast, please make sure to leave us a review, give us a like, give us a share, and we will see you. Well, technically, I guess we won't see you for a couple weeks, I think, because we have our amazing FitChicks Academy Women's Transformation Summit coming up. So our podcast is going to go on pause that week. And we're going to dive in with 18 expert speakers. So these are women's health experts that we're talking about how to transform your body and build your best body inside and out. So it's going to be a good one.
Yes. Secure your spots today. Do not miss out. Lots of amazing content and really cool stories and shares. It's amazing.
Lots of awesomeness. Okay, chicks. So have an amazing day and we will talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out.